Hello, everybody. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and we welcome you to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. We're live on the air and online, so if there's something you'd like to talk about or a Bible question we can answer, we invite your call now to 844-322-2742. That number is good in the U.S. and in Canada, 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. Just want to read the most familiar verse in the Word of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Most of us memorized that growing up. It's a verse that has stuck with us above all other verses in the Word of God. I think it's the most significant verse, or one of the most significant verses in the Word of God, because it starts with the love of God. For God so loved the world. And this month on Basic Gospel, we want to make that love personal. Yeah. We want to ask the question, when did the love of God become personal and real to you? And if you have a testimony about that, want to join us on today's broadcast and tell us of the time when the love of God became real in your life, we would love to hear it. But so often, you know, in my life, I read this verse, for God so loved the world, and I thought, well, yeah, he's supposed to, he's God, but what about me? Does that love extend to me? Am I included in this particular verse? And it was when I learned that my sins had been totally forgiven, that there was no more punishment that I would ever receive because of my sins, that Jesus took it all once and for all 2,000 years ago, that's when the love of God became real in my heart. And that's when I knew that I knew that I knew that this verse actually applied to me. And that's what we want to do this month on Basic Gospel, is to make sure that you know that every reference in the Word of God that speaks of the love of God actually applies to you,
yeah.
That you are included, and that once you're connected, once you know that love, that you will have this growing conviction in your heart that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate you from the love of God.
Yeah.
So God so loved the world that he sent Jesus. So all that we know about God, or all that we need to know about God, is contained right here. Love for you, love for me, compelled him to act on our behalf. Now, that's good news.
That is good news. It's Basic Gospel, everybody. We'd love to hear from you on this edition. Calls are beginning to come in, but still plenty of space for you, plenty of lines open at 844-322-2742. If you have a question or if you'd like to pose another topic, we would love to hear that. But when did God's love become real in your life? We'd love to hear about that, too. So again, 844-322-2742.
Thanks, Bob. Let's go to Layton, Utah, and talk with Linda. Hi, Linda. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a very important question. I had sent an email some time back, and I think it was broadcast in, like, March of 2016, talking about, like, people living together outside of marriage and this kind of stuff, and I got the answer that, yes, we're supposed to be married. And so I posed that information to my boyfriend that lives in Oklahoma. And so I let him know that's, you know, if we're in God's will, that's what we need to be doing. And so his response to me was that, you know, like, what does that mean? And he sent me this thing about the Mennonites and, you know, how they do it. And it's kind of like, you know, I just think he wanted me to clarify what I mean by marriage. And it's like, well, I think you go before, like, an ordained minister, and then you have him, you know, like, you're not only committing to one another, but you're committing to Christ first. And so I just want to know, like, is that what you guys were thinking about when you talked about marriage, or am I, like, totally out in left field somewhere?
Well, Linda, really, marriage is a covenant. So when two people stand before a minister and before a group of people, and normally at an altar in a church, they're making a covenant before God and before the people, one to another. And that's what marriage really is. And so I think it's important to do that publicly, to make that covenant one to another. And as far as you're concerned, Linda, it's very important because you need security in that relationship. And that covenant that your boyfriend would make with you on that day of getting married, of entering into holy matrimony, would be the foundation of that security moving forward, that he's covenanted with you, that he's going to stick with you through thick and thin. And that's part of the love factor as far as marriage is concerned.
Absolutely. So once again, I mean, the question is, he wants me to come back to Oklahoma and live with him and then get married. And I'm saying, you know, I think we need to be married first. And so that's it's putting the cart before the horse or the horse before the cart.
Well, Linda, stick to your guns on that. Mm-hmm. Just say, listen, I am not going to move in with you until we are married. Either you love me or you don't. And if you love me, you ought to marry me. And I just put it to him just like that, plain and simple.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. It makes a terrific amount of sense. And I'm so glad you had time to talk to me. I was like going, oh, it's 3 o'clock down there. I can call him. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you
God
did.
God bless you guys.
Well, thanks, Linda. Let me do this. I have a little CD on marriage. It looks at Ephesians chapter 5, where Paul really dives into what marriage looks like as far as brothers and sisters in Christ are concerned. And I'm assuming that your boyfriend is a believer. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
He listens to you guys all the time. And so when I was on the air, or like you guys aired my question before, I was so excited because then I thought, well, he'll get it. He understands that that's what we're supposed to be doing. But
well, let me put
pose this other question.
Let me put you on hold, Linda, and I want to send you this CD, and I want you and your boyfriend to listen to it. And after you listen to it, maybe you can pass it along to him, and or you can give two addresses. We'll send one to each of you. Listen to it and let that be a foundation for a conversation moving forward, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, Linda.
God
Thanks
bless.
For your call, and God bless you as well. You
yes,
hang
indeed.
On.
Thank You've you. Tuned to Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Richard Piper. My name is Bob Davis. Friends, so many of the problems of today stem from one thing. People are missing God's love. That's why Basic Gospel is committed to showing people his love. And your gift by June 30th to help meet our financial fiscal year-end goal helps make that happen. So please, give generously today if you can. And to thank you for your generosity, we're going to send you Bob Christopher's powerful CD series, Love Is, an exploration of God's immeasurable love for you. To give today, visit basicgospel.net and request your copy of Love Is. That's basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. And thank you for helping meet this fiscal year-end goal to see more people hear and believe and live in God's love and grace.
Yes, indeed. Well, let's go to Tampa, Florida, and talk with Jose, listening to us on the Internet. Hi, Jose.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing okay. What's on your mind?
Fear.
Well, get that off your mind.
It's not helping, is it?
I fear God. Like, I fear, I don't know, I fear him like he hates me. He doesn't love me. I don't know.
Well, Jose, I mean, the Word of God is very clear that he does love you. History shows that he loves you and that he demonstrated that love by sending Jesus to die in your place. So normally, Jose, when a person is fearful of God, what they're really fearful of is punishment. They know they've sinned. They know that their sin deserves punishment, and they know that God is the one that's going to deliver that punishment. So that's what we know. And so we're afraid of getting near to God because we're going to be met with that punishment. So we do like Adam and Eve, we try to hide because we're afraid. But we have to come to grips with the fact that, yes, our sins deserve to be punished, and come to the fact that our sins were indeed punished in Jesus. So, Jose, Jesus stood in your place. He stepped into your shoes. He took all of your sins upon himself, and he suffered the wrath of God, the wages of the law, or the wages of sin, which is death. So every one of your sins, Jose, have already been dealt with one time by Jesus for all time. That's the good news of the gospel. And as you soak in that truth, absorb that truth, let that truth really start to take root in your heart, you're going to see that fear of God being pushed out. The love of God cast aside the fear of God. That's the way it works. So you have to come to grips with what did Jesus do on your behalf. And when you really settle that issue, and I had to settle it in my heart, and it took a long time. I mean, I struggled with that issue for 7 or 8 years, trying to figure out if God really indeed loved me. And I had the breakthrough when I realized that my sins had been totally wiped out by Jesus, that he forgave all of them, that he suffered the punishment for all of them. And when I took my stand on that truth, and I began saying thank you to Jesus, that's when the love of God broke through to my heart. And I guarantee you the same will happen with you, Jose. So what does that mean? Instead of looking at all of your failures, instead of looking at you and trying to determine if you're worthy or not, look to Jesus. That's what it means. That's what it's going to take in your life. Get your eyes off of you and your behavior, your actions, your sins, and onto Jesus and his shed blood, his forgiveness, his resurrected life. Making that shift in your vision will change everything in your heart.
Thank you.
Is that good news, Jose?
Yes.
Okay.
Really good news.
Well, you hang on, Jose. Thank you for your call. We sure appreciate it. And we're walking with you in this journey, my friend.
Yes.
We're taking a journey into the love of God. That's where we're going. And as we go further and further along that journey, that fear is going to be further and further behind. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
So we're going to walk down that path with you, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you for your call.
That was just good news you shared with Jose.
It's good news for all of us. I mean, all of us struggle with the exact same thing that Jose struggles. I mean, we hear in the Bible that God loves us. We've known that since growing up. I mean, our first song we probably ever sing, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And we really don't give much thought to it when we first learn that song. We just believe it. But then sin enters into the picture. We start seeing our own sinfulness, our own selfishness. We push Johnny down because we want to push Johnny down. We don't like him. We want to win the race, and so we trip the guy that's in front of us so we can win. And that starts weighing on us, and we start wondering, does God really love me like that? And then we get older, and our sins get a little more complex and sophisticated, and we hatch all of these schemes so that we can get ahead. And we think, can God love us when we do stuff like that? And that's when we have to really look at the place God demonstrated his love for us. That's the cross.
Yeah.
And we see that Jesus stepped into our shoes and he took the punishment that we justly deserved. As Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, the good news, this gospel that he's passed on, is that Jesus died for our sins according to the scriptures. Put your name in that. Jesus died for your sins. If you're Jose, you should say, Jesus died for Jose's sins. He suffered the punishment for every single one of it. When you really start to believe it, you hear it. When you start believing it, boy, that fear starts dissipating, and that love of God really takes root. That is the good news of the gospel.
And that's what you hear every day on Basic Gospel. And you know, friends, one of the best ways that you can stay connected with Basic Gospel and hear that good news is by joining our email list. And you know, the daily emails are going to keep you updated with the latest encouraging content like our daily broadcast, the ministry updates, and a lot more. So all you need to do is click subscribe when you visit basicgospel.net, and that'll get you started. Subscribe at basicgospel.net.
Well, thanks, Bob. Let's go to Temple, Texas, and talk with Curtis. Hi, Curtis. Welcome to Basic Gospel.
How you doing, sir?
We're doing well. Thank you.
You asked the question about when did my relationship with God, or when did our relationship with God seem real and tangible, or somehow you worded it
yes.
earlier. I wanted to share with you my experience with that. I grew up in a Southern Baptist church and with a family with Southern Baptist roots. And when I decided to join the Army way back in 83, I was told by everyone that you can't have salvation now. You lost your salvation because the first commandment says, thou shalt not kill. And you are voluntarily going into the military and agreeing to kill somebody if the country so calls on you to do so. And so for the entire time that I was in the military, plus years afterwards, it was probably 5 years afterwards, I was still stuck with that. There was no way for me to reconcile that, and it's over. I'm dead. I'm gone. You know, for all intents and purposes. So I lived for 20-plus years just essentially in open rebellion because I was ignorant of the fact that I didn't understand. And then I got a job where I got off at 3:30 in the afternoon. I started listening to you guys on the way home. And I can't remember exactly what the subject was, but that's when I realized that what I had been told was completely wrong, and it was all based in legalism, and it had no basis in grace at all. And so after a couple of emails back and forth with you guys, it really sunk into me how much I lost out in my life because I was stuck in this legalistic mindset the whole time, and I'd lost all that relationship with Jesus that whole time. And so when I realized that, things changed dramatically in the way I read the Bible, in the way I saw everybody, individual people. You know, the hate left me almost overnight. You know, and it was just something outstanding to me.
Wow.
What a testimony.
Yeah, that is just powerful. And it shows the damage that lies can do inside of us. And, boy, shame on those folks for you know, giving that lie to you and putting that fear in your heart and just making you feel like, you know, you were beyond the reach of God's love and grace and mercy and forgiveness, and you know how untrue that was, but what freedom does and what truth does when it really hits a heart. And Curtis, I'm so glad that you are now walking in the love of God.
Yes,
and
indeed.
Enjoying that love, and I'm sure every day it's growing deeper and wider and longer and higher, and that's just the nature of this relationship that we have with Christ. And I sure appreciate your encouraging words and sharing your story on today's broadcast. That is very touching, very moving indeed.
Yeah, the whole hate that I would have while I was driving, you know, road rage, that somebody spoke something wrong to me and I was ready to fight.
Yeah.
All that left me overnight when once I realized it and prayed, and all left. It's all gone.
Wow. So does love make a difference? Folks, I think we just heard it.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
we just heard it.
Bit.
I tell you, Coleman and I, my son, were talking at lunch, and he loves Harleys, loves to ride Harley Davidson, and there's a lot of road rage out there against motorcycle drivers. And so we were talking a little bit about, you know, the fear and kind of anger being a secondary response. Well, if we're living on the edge thinking that God is always casting judgment against us, that we have no hope, you know, that just really accentuates that fear, and we just live on the edge of anger every single day, about to explode. But when we realize that, no, God has already judged us and judged our sins in Jesus, and that our punishment has been dealt with once and for all, that starts taking the edge off. And that fear and anger start to dissipate. And as Curtis said, the hate goes away.
Yeah.
Does love make a difference? Yes, it does. That's why the world needs the love of God. And Curtis, we thank you, and we're so grateful that one day you were scanning across the dial at 3:30 and found the broadcast, and appreciate so much what God is doing through that.
Yes,
so
indeed.
God bless you for calling.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's put Curtis on hold and let our operator get some information. So hold that line, Curtis.
Yes, indeed. Let's go to Angela in Queens, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Angela.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, my friend.
Okay. I do, the way I understand, I could be wrong. I exchange that fear with faith, faith in the Word, because we don't walk by feeling, you know, but by truth, by the what the Word says. So I may not feel, but I have to obey, because there is no other way to be happy. Jesus just came now, but to trust and obey. And this is surrendering, bit by bit. Then I understand, I see his hand. No matter what, I'm staying there. He's going to kill me, okay, whatever. You know, whatever is going to happen, the Lord, he said, nobody can, from your my hand, nobody can take you from my hand.
That's exactly.
I depend on him and him alone. There is nothing else. And on his word, because he's the truth.
Yes, indeed, no? Angela.
The word.
I think you've hit it spot on. You know, here's the deal. And I got this from Major Ian Thomas years ago. He really kind of spelled out faith in these terms. He said, first, it starts with the love of God. It's not that we loved him, but that he loved us first. So everything rests upon the love of God. And we saw that, and we see that in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. So love is the compelling reason that God is acting in our lives, because he loves us, he cares for us, he's interested. So he initiates. That in turn puts a response to love him back. And I think that's what faith is. When we love God back, when we start to trust him, when we start to put our lives into his hands, that's our saying to God, we love you back. You loved us, now we're loving you back. And that's going to spell itself out in this attitude of dependency upon Jesus. We learn to abide in Jesus. And then as those things start to really take shape inside of us, we start obeying him in our daily walk. So it starts with the love of God, which results in our love for God, which results in our dependence to God, which then results in our obedience to God. Where so many Christians miss the boat is they put obedience at the beginning of that process. We're to obey God. Everything hinges on our obedience to God. And when we put it in that order, we miss the love of God. So obedience has to be at the tail end. It starts with the love of God. He loved us first. We, in response, love him back, which it generates dependence inside of us, which then leads to obedience. So, Angela, thanks for sharing your thoughts on today's broadcast. We certainly appreciate it.
Yes,
and,
we do.
We're going to spend more time this month talking about the love of God and how it spells itself out in our lives. And we want and pray and hope that this month as many people as possible can come to grips with the fact that God loves them.
Absolutely. Boy, it's just been really one good news story after another on the broadcast today. That's what you hear each day on Basic Gospel. I want to remind you, friends, that June 30th is Basic Gospel's fiscal year end. And to finish our year in a strong position, we need roughly $199,500 by the end of this month, June 30th. But your gifts impact the lives of others in ways you can't even imagine. You can hear it in the callers' voices. There's those that call today. They move from fear to freedom. They move from guilt to gratitude, from obligation to rest, because you have invested in the message of God's love and grace. Now, to help meet that need, Bob, Richard, the ministry team, and I ask you to make your most generous gift by clicking Donate on any page at basicgospel.net or by calling during central office time and our time and talk with Billy, our operator. That number is 844-412-2742. Again, that's 844-412-2742. Or by clicking donate, as I said, on any page at basicgospel.net. Either way is a great way to support this ministry and this message of God's unconditional love and grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thanks for being with us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis with your invitation to join us again tomorrow for another live edition of Basic Gospel.